You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Looking for a high-paced, exciting, full-contact sport that's tons of fun? Check out the Terminal City Roller Girls. The league was Vancouver's first ever female roller derby league and is going strong with multiple teams and six games a year. Come be a part of the electric atmosphere. Become a player, a referee, or a fan. To play, you'll have to be female and 19 plus and have a valid care card. Derby is also a major time commitment, but you'll quickly realize how much fun skating is and you'll want to skate as often as possible. Tryouts are in the fall, but come out to watch the games throughout the summer. TCRG wants you to skate with them. Go to tcrg.ca/skate to find out how.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus. The show is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Derek Coates. How are you? Good. Glad to hear you're doing good. I'm okay. I'm pretty good. I'm feeling good. As you may know, finished school. Soon to be a graduate, officially, and it's weird because it feels like summer, as I've known summer for most of my life, from pretty much age 6 until now, as in a period of time of freedom, where you get to cash in on paying your dues throughout the rest of the school year, where you work hard and do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And then the summer, you can hang out, you can experiment, you can try new things. It's time to yourself. So it feels like that, yet summer could go on forever. There's no necessary end in sight. There's no obligatory return to school now. Which is weird because I don't know if I want to be in summer in December. You know? The summer of love can't last forever, is what I'm trying to get at. Which is daunting because that very idea sort of inhibits one from enjoying or fully going out into summer, unless you have a concrete plan for summer to end, which at the moment I don't, but when I do, I'll let you know. Anyway, we've got a great show for you. We've got a lot of different things today, a lot of different things to play, and we're going to start off with a American folk song from another America. Enjoy.
This is J.J. Smiedema, Randolph, Wisconsin. I'd like to sing a little epitaph that was put on my mother's great-grandfather's tombstone in Holland. And she often sang the little song for us. I'll now try and sing it. Verlopen was mijn levensperk, als ik naar huis ging uit de kerk. Wel spoedig God mijn leven nam, zelfs eer ik in mijn woning kwam. Nu ligt al hier mijn vlees en been, begraven onder deze steen. In hoop om eens weer op te staan en met mijn Jezus in te gaan.
When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the time I hope that you come back to me. When you whisper farewell in Capistrano, that's the time swallows flew out to the sea. All the mission bells would ring, the chapel choir would sing, the happiness you bring when we go hand in hand. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the time I hope that you come back to me. When you whisper farewell in Capistrano, that's the time the swallows flew out to the sea.
Wow. That's a Gene Autry song.
One thing your money couldn't buy was the look that I saw. The love that I saw in her eyes.
And we are back. The show, of course, is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates. Joining you, playing some music and etc. for you this Thursday morning. It's a nice day. It's been very nice weather, I have to admit. I also feel like I'm enjoying talking about the weather more than I did before. Like, I feel that maybe in a few years I'll be interested in discussing, you know, hot fronts, cold fronts, upward drafts. I don't know if any of these terms are correct, but you get the idea. Anyways, we started off with a little epitaph by Mary Telema Smedema, also known as Mrs. J.J. Smedema. This was a little ditty from a compilation album that was released last year from Dust to Digital Records, and they put out an album called Folk Songs of Another America. So these are all traditional folk songs from the upper Midwest between 1937 and 1946. So these were all recorded with bulky microphones, blank discs, spare needles, cumbersome disc cutting machines, and lots of folklorists actually went to these places to record this music that was being played and that was coming from these remote areas in the U.S. at that time, and there wasn't the recording equipment there. So you have all these interesting different sort of backgrounds coming together to create an American folk music. So you have African American, Austrian, Belgian, Cornish, Croatian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, French, Canadian, German, Ho-Chunk, Icelandic, Lithuanian, Irish, Italian, Luxembourger, Norwegian, Ojibwe, Oneida, Polish, Scots, Gaelic, Serbian, Swedish, Swiss, and Welsh performers on this disc, or people who have that background. And we heard a woman with a Dutch background singing a traditional, I guess, I mean, I don't know if it's a traditional song, but at least an epitaph that her mother used to sing. So anyways, this interesting release. Then after that, we listened to Michael Hurley with the song When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, which is a really pretty song off his great album Armchair Boogie from 1971. Michael Hurley being a bit of an outsider folk artist, and sort of just does his own thing. I think he lives out in Portland now, and I think he's playing a show on Mother's Day in somewhere in just off a highway in Washington State. I was looking at his website, and he plays shows in very weird and diverse places. So check him out. Keep your eyes peeled. And finally, we finished the set off with a really nice tune by Adrian Teacher and the Subs called One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy off of his Sorta Hafta EP. Adrian Teacher, of course, Vancouver-based musician, formerly of the Apollo Ghosts, also of Cool TV. This is his solo release, and came out a little while ago. It was recorded by K Records mastermind Calvin Johnson, who apparently is not a very good businessman and possibly not a good person, but that's really beyond the point, because he did a good job of recording this album, because it sounds pretty nice. So Adrian Teacher and the Subs, he also released a new music video that you can check out online. So now we're going to switch things up. We're going to keep the music rolling, but it's going to be a little heavier, so brace yourself. This is a track off of Late Spring's newest album coming out tomorrow. The song's called Jelly off of their album Invisible. Enjoy. right, we're back with a bit of a longer music set there. I'm going to apologize right away. The song that I tried to play second was the song that we just heard, but I tried to play it on CD, and it appears that the CD was scratched. So unexpected technical difficulties, but we got to listen to all the songs that we... Well, that I planned to listen to in that set, which is good, success in many ways. So we started it off with Jelly by Late Spring, off their album Invisible, coming out tomorrow. I think they're playing an album release at Red Gate, so be sure to check that out. Really good band. I think Pale Red will be playing there as well. Another good band. So make sure if you're in town tomorrow to go check that out. And then we listened to the band, another Vancouver band, Sightlines. Or sorry, we're supposed to listen to the Sightlines, but there are technical difficulties. So I played the song that I prepared after, which is Already by Be Afraid, Vancouver band formerly known as... Marcus Naslund, featuring Nicholas Wang Trechak, who plays, who was the music exec at CITR last year. A friend of mine also plays in a band that I am in, which is not this band. But this band's pretty good, huh? The song was Already, Be Afraid is the band, and the album is called Round One. Then we played the song The Tent by Sightlines off of their album North, which just recently came out on Big Smoke and Alarum Records. It was recorded and mixed by Jay Arner, and it's pretty good. It just came out, actually. So make sure to check that out. I also really like the album artwork for it. So those were the tunes that we listened to. Now we'll get ready because we're about to switch it up a little bit. We're going to start playing some poetry. I've got a couple poems prepared. And they are both by Quebecois poets, French-Canadian poets who... have both passed away, unfortunately. And I learned about them through one of my classes. I took a French literary theory class this last term, and we had to read a short story by Anne Hébert called Le Torrent, The Torrent. And it was an amazing short story. I really enjoyed it, thought it was terrific, and I wrote a paper on it. So in researching the paper, I came across a book in the library, which was a book of interviews done in Quebec, or a compilation of different interviews that were all done in Quebec with mostly Quebecois and or French-Canadian authors, but also with authors who were who wrote in French. Primarily. So, for example, there's an interview with Milan Kundera, who is a Czech writer, but who writes, who's been writing in French for a long time. And in that interview book, I came across Marie Huguet, who is the second poet that will be playing one of her poems. And she is was also a Quebecois poet. And unfortunately passed away at a very young age from cancer. So we're going to play Anne Hébert first. The poem that we're going to play is called Les Petites Villes. And Anne Hébert was a very important Quebecois writer. She wrote short stories, she wrote books, she wrote poems. She lived most of her life in Paris. But her work, and she grew up, it was all heavily based in Quebec. And then after that, we're going to listen to poem by Marie Huguet called Il existe pourtant, which is it, or nevertheless it exists, and it's a very nice poem. So I hope you enjoy all of it. All right.
Les petites villes. Je te donnerai de petites villes, de toutes petites villes tristes. Les petites villes dans nos mains sont plus austères que des jouets, mais aussi faciles à manier. Je joue avec les petites villes, je les renverse. Pas un homme ne s'en échappe, ni une fleur, ni un enfant. Les petites villes sont désertes et livrées dans nos mains. J'écoute, l'oreille contre les portes. J'approche une à une toutes les portes de mon oreille. Les maisons ressemblent à des coquillages muets qui ne gardent dans leur spirale glacée aucune rumeur de vent, aucune rumeur d'eau. Les parcs et les jardins sont morts, les jeux alignés ainsi que dans un musée. Je ne sais pas où l'on a mis les corps figés des oiseaux. Les rues sont sonores de silence. L'écho du silence est lourd. Plus lourd qu'aucune parole de menace ou d'amour. Mais voici qu'à mon tour, j'abandonne les petites villes de mon enfance. Je te les offre dans la plénitude de leur solitude. Comprends-tu bien le présent redoutable? Je te donne d'étranges petites villes tristes pour le songe.
Il existe pourtant des pommes et des oranges. Ces ânes tenant d'une seule main toute l'amplitude féconde de la terre, la belle vigueur des fruits. Je ne connais pas tous les fruits par cœur, ni la chaleur bienfaisante des fruits sur un drap blanc. Mais des hôpitaux n'en finissent plus, des usines n'en finissent plus, des files d'attente dans le gel n'en finissent plus, des plages tournées en marécage n'en finissent plus. J'en ai connu qui souffraient à perdre haleine, n'en finissent plus de mourir en écoutant la voix d'un violon ou celle d'un corbeau ou celle des érables en avril. N'en finissent plus d'atteindre des rivières en eux qui défilent charriant des banquises de lumière, des lambeaux de saison. Ils ont tant de rêves. Mais les barrières, les antichambres n'en finissent plus. Les tortures, les cancers n'en finissent plus. Les hommes qui luttent dans les mines, aux souches de leur peuple, que l'on fusille à bout portant en soutillant de fureur, n'en finissent plus de rêver couleur d'orange. Des femmes n'en finissent plus de coudre des hommes et des hommes de se verser à boire. Pourtant, malgré les rides multipliées du monde, malgré les exils multipliés, les blessures répétées, dans l'aveuglement des pierres, je piège encore le son des vagues, la paix des oranges. Doucement, ces ânes se réclament de la souffrance du sol, de sa construction. Et tout l'été dynamique s'en vient doucement, éperdument, me léguer ses fruits.
Side. Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. Show. Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM CITR.
And we are back. The show is A Face for Radio, broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Eric Coates. And the song that we just heard before, that wonderful promo and ad, was Small Car by Marvin Pontiac, off of the legendary Marvin Pontiac album. And Marvin Pontiac is a sort of, well, almost a heteronym for John Lurie, who is was famously in the band The Lounge Lizards, and was also acted in a bunch of Jim Jarmusch movies and other films, including The Last Temptation of Christ, the Martin Scorsese Jesus Christ movie. And he created this character and made this whole album. It's funky, it's weird. I am a big fan. And before that, we listened to a couple of poems, one by Anne Hébert called Les Petites Villes, or The Small Towns, and one by Marie Huguet called Il Existe Pourtant, or Nevertheless, There Exists. And that poem was actually off of a documentary about Marie Huguet made by Jean-Claude Leprec in 1982. And her story is actually very tragic because she died when she was 26 years old from cancer. Amazingly, she was able to put out three terrific collections of poetry before she died. But the documentary consists mostly of interviews that the director did with Marie Huguet while she was in the hospital. And I was watching this documentary last night, and it started, and the first thing I noticed was that she's wearing braces, which I thought was, it was very, I don't know, it made me very emotional, because she knows that she's going to die soon. You know, she's known that she's going to die when she was young for a very long time. At that point, she knows she's sick. The movie starts with her saying, I don't know how much longer I can live, yet she has braces. So she's trying to fix her teeth, which is just, I thought the symbol was just such a intense hope and desire to live and to keep on going. That was very moving. Anyway, this movie you can find and watch for free on the National Film Board of Canada website, which is amazing. There's tons and tons of movies, documentaries, really incredible things done by Canadians, and all readily accessible. So, pretty cool, huh? All right, we're gonna switch it up. We got some songs that we're gonna play for you, and the show's coming to an end. So next up, we're switching the sounds again. We're going for a reverb-soaked jam. The song is Sha-La-La by the Aqua Dolls. Enjoy. Thank you. right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. Real quick, so I can play one last song before we finish and the real world comes up. So stay tuned for the real world. The first song we listened to in that set was Sha-La-La by the Aqua Dolls off of their We Are Free EP released a few years ago. And then we listened to Ross, Saray, Sothia, and Hoy Mias and Penron with the song Three Maidens off of the compilation album Don't Think I've Forgotten Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll, which is the soundtrack to the documentary film of the same name, which you should go check out. Also, this album just got released on vinyl for Record Store Day, which means I now have another album to listen to, to buy. I also need to buy Kate LeBond's new album because I can't find it online. Anyway, we're going to listen to the song Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison, but we're going to listen to the Galaxy 500 version off of their album On Fire, classic album, and the closing song to that album, and a beautiful version of a beautiful song. So stay tuned for the real world. This is Galaxy 500 with Isn't It a Pity.
Isn't it?